Isn't God good? Got that power. You know, she had no idea what I was preaching. DC had no idea what I was preaching. And so y'all got an opinion. The Holy Spirit is in this place, and it got some force. Everybody stand up. Stand for the reading of the Word. Go to the table of contents. Go to the table of contents. Alright? And I want you to look up Micah. In my Bible is page 1423. 1423. Micah. Now, he's a minor prophet. That does not mean he's got a minor message. It just means that his isn't as long as some of them. Amen? He was a short-winded preacher. Y'all say, praise God for short-winded preachers. There ain't one in here. Yeah, there ain't one in here, but we got a short-winded preacher here. All right. Turn to Micah and turn to... Micah chapter 7. Let's just start at chapter at verse 7. You got your Bible? Say amen? All right. Micah 7 and 7. Therefore, will I look unto the Lord, I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Some of y'all need to understand it right now. My God, your God. You just have to wait, and God is going to take care of business. So look, ready? Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. Oh, come on, somebody. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be the light unto me. Stretch forth your hands. May God, we love you, Lord. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We know, God, that you are alive and well and on the throne, God. We know, God, that you got this. And we trust you very much, God, to take care of business today. Help us, God, not to not to hold on to the past, but, Lord, hold on to the present right now with you and know there is a future. I ask you right now to minister to each and every person here in a very powerful, powerful way. Let them know that today is their day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. The church said, we can find time. The past is behind us. The future is ahead of us. God is with us. And nothing shall be impossible. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Now, I changed our challenge just a little bit today. And if you say, I don't know if I like it or not, good. Get ready. I said, I changed the challenge. You go, I don't know if I like that or not, we'll go good. Ready? Are you here to hide behind the service or let the service expose and heal your wounds? One more time, I love it. One more time, y'all say it with me. Are you here to hide behind the service or let the service expose and heal your wounds? Of course, God will do it, but it's through this service. Amen? So I started working this message probably 5 weeks ago. I've been working on it a little bit along the way. And last week, I told a few of you what today's message was going to be. So you know this just didn't happen. DC did not know other than what I said in the pulpit. And our little angel did not know. So this is very special. If there's ever been a confirmation needed, then everything's going to be all right. This is the confirmation. Look at somebody and say, today's your day. Amen? Here it is. Get ready. Ready? Don't just lay there. Huh? Have you ever got knocked down and you just laid there? Have you ever got knocked down physically, spiritually, emotionally, and you just laid there hoping that if you die, and nobody saw you. You went after everybody left before you got up. Amen. I've done that a few times. Amen. Don't just lay there. Get back up. And the name of the service today is Getting Back Up. Micah 7, a message for everyone and anyone who has ever been knocked down. Anybody here been knocked down? I don't mean like maybe not physically, but you've been knocked down emotionally, been knocked down by circumstance. You've been knocked down by expecting something that did not happen, by expecting somebody to be there, and they weren't, expecting things to turn out good, and they turned out bad. God's got a message for you. You might have got knocked down, but you ain't got to stay there. Amen? You can get back up. So here it is. This is part one. Part two is next week. But this is going to lay the groundwork. Next week, we're going to go ahead and drill it really, really hard. Now here's part one, when I fall. Again, everybody be honest in here. So everybody right here is going to raise their hand. We'll feel like they're all by themselves. How many's ever fallen? Every hand. Every hand. Every last one of us have fallen. So when I fall, listen to me now. This is the message this morning. The truth. Some of us wallow in it. Some of us want to hide behind it and get it down under it. But today, when you fall, the truth about the fall. That's what I'm saying now. Everybody falls. There's nobody in here that does not fall. Now watch this. Nobody schedules it. Anybody here say, well, I'm going to next Tuesday at 3 o'clock, I'm going to hit the floor. Next Friday, Friday afternoon, I'm going to fall. That's not how it works. You don't schedule it. Micah was writing from the valley, not from the mountaintop. Although he was a minor prophet, he ministered to three kings. He's a very powerful man. This guy here had been places and had seen the enemy come into the camp. So he's not writing from the mountaintop. He's writing from the valley. So first, this is the first part of the message. We're going to tell the truth about the floor. And know this, that God meets you exactly where you are. He don't wait for you to crawl to Him. He don't wait for you to get back up on your knees. He don't wait for you to catch your second breath. He goes to where you fell, and He meets you right there. Amen? We got a good God. Somebody clap your hands and say, we got a good God. Amen. So, it says, rejoice not against me when I fall. I shall arise when I sit in darkness. The Lord shall be a light unto me. Now let's read it slowly. Why? Let's be careful. Ready? Because read it slowly. Read it, man. Well, this message was written exactly in me. The big eyes, little views here. There's nobody looking down at anybody else. Nobody's looking down their nose at anybody else. Everybody in here has had their problems. He says, rejoice not against me when I fall. You see, look, he's not writing from a place of comfort. He's writing from a place of place of collapse. He's not testifying about success. He's testifying from the middle of his struggle. Listen carefully. From the middle of his struggle. And yet in the middle of his mess, he opens his mouth, not with a complaint, but with a declaration, not with a wish, but with a war cry. Amen? Amen. So, there it goes. One more time. There you go. Praise God. Praise God. Somebody in this room, listen carefully. Don't point your fingers. Somebody in this room There it is. Somebody in this room has been carrying something. Here's been carrying something too heavy to me. Matter of fact, you're scared if somebody hears it. There is, you've been smiling on the outside, but you're breaking on the inside. You have fallen and you're ashamed. Anyone find out. You prayed and you wondered. Have God heard and have almost given up. Just like this declaration that Micah declared, I, when I fall, enemy, when you see me fall, you can better believe that God is going to be there and God is going to pick me up. Somebody in this room, this sermon is just for you. You're not here by accident. Amen. God sent this word to your exact address today. Somebody say, I'm here, God, let me have it. Come on. I'm here, God, let me have it. One more time. I'm here, God, let me have it. Amen. Amen. So here it is. While we fall, sometimes, listen carefully, sin pulls us past every line we swore. When I'm in the detention center, I'm talking to those inmates, every last one of them. Some of them been there 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. And every time they tell me, I'm not coming back. I've drawn the line. And I call them out when they get real desperate. I say, what are you doing? What's going on? And putting it simple, I crawled that line. Sometimes grief strips the strength right out of your bones, and betrayal enters through doors that were left unlocked. Sometimes we're just exhausted. And in exhaustion, we quit before the enemy, before victory ever arises. Grief strips the strength. Listen to me. Grief strips the strength right out of us as we watch. As everything's falling. All over. And behind us. There we are. Spiritual drift. I mean, know what spiritual drift is. That's when you think you got it. You go a little bit at a time, like a frog in the water. You know, you can take a frog, you've heard this, you've seen it. You can take a frog, and you can put him in a pot of boiling water, and he jumps out. You put a frog in the water, you start turning it over. He gets uncomfortable for a while, and he sails back down, and he turns it into the water. And the frog gets a little aggravated, and you just right there. You can do that over and over again for that frog. Don't listen here. Pray for it. God sent me to do it. But you're going to get up! That you're not going to let whatever it is that's trying to tear you apart do this. We're tired enough, we stop fighting. Even we are the one who are one step from breakthrough. We're just one step from breakthrough, and we can't stop fighting. Pressure cracks. What we believe was unbreakable. Everybody is unbreakable. And everybody. Do not fall all at once. We drift inch by inch until one day the fall. And it's different. So, here's my truth. Let it sink in. You do not fall because God forgot you. You fail because you are human. God's already planned your rise way before the fall ever happened. But you've got to believe it. Give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you, God, that you've already seen. So, he did not say if or maybe. He said, but I'll. This is the one in here is going to fall the fastest to the one that says, I'll never fall. That's the fastest one to hit the floor. He did not say if or maybe when I fall, but he said, when I fall, I'm going to rise. Amen? So, this is the Spirit-breathed declaration. I believe God just poured it in. Amen? And it's backed by the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Amen? Say it loud. Here we go. Hold on. We're going to get it. We're going to get it. The jump to hit every single time. Here we go. Ready? Say it loud. Say it loud. Once you say this out loud with me, say, when I fall, I shall arise. Say it. When I fall, I shall arise. Read it, say it to me. When my house is in turmoil, we shall arise. Say it. When our house is in turmoil, we shall arise. When my family is broken, we shall arise. When my job is causing all kinds of problems, we shall arise. God is with us, and we're not going to lose. So now, why do we stay down? I'm glad you asked. Ready? Sometimes shame convinces us that the Lord follows you. Shame is a liar. It tells you that you've disqualified yourself from grace. Say that out with me. Shame is a liar. Ready? Shame is a liar. Amen. Sometimes fear whispers that everyone is watching and they're waiting. Fear says the moment you rise, everybody will remind you. Enemy. The enemy. The enemy repeats, this is where you belong now. On the floor. Because the enemy's greatest strategy is not to push you down. It's to bend you to stay. Every Monday, go to Heroin. You've been going there for 8-9 years. It's amazing how guys who think they could have been missing one more time. There was one man that actually was facing 45. He was a victim of God. His family, his wife, and their kids. He and I got back. If we didn't move, I'll carry back. Not too far gone. I've got you. And it took a while, but we kept talking and talking and praying and seeking God about this thing. It goes to court. Oh, but while we're praying, listen to this, while we're praying about this and seeking God about this, I'm trying to encourage him to say the right thing, not the wrong thing, and talk to his circumstance and tell that circumstance how big God is. While we're talking, the arrest officer. And he helped this young man. And when he went to court, he testified for this young man that he arrested. Judge looked and said, he's a habitual felon. And the man said, before who is the one who is. The judge hit the gavel and said, okay, here's my judgment. I've never done this before. I don't know why I'm doing it now. And he hit that gavel and said, 9 years probation. Time served, 9 years probation. And said, you can work it off and work it down. This was at COVID. I saw him a few years after COVID in Walmart. He had his wife with him. He had a little bitty new, little bitty baby girl. Working for the government. And he said, I fell, Pastor. I fell, chap. He said, but with God's help, I got back up. And he says, man, is God good? Praise God. Did he ever repeat, this is where you belong. This is not where you belong. The floor is not where you belong. Amen. So, maybe you say we tried this before and our hope got expensive. Hope has a cost before when hope has a cost, you can't stop investing in it, but just keep hoping. Sometimes we just feel too tired, too broken, too far. The distance from the floor to God is not geographical. The distance from the floor to God is spiritual and it's emotional. Sometimes we just forget. Did God hear that? Not one. You may be down on that floor, but God is watching you. He is trying to get your attention. He's trying to get you to break through the free will where Satan's got you laying there. Get back up! Let God resurrect what is fallen. Amen? So, another reason why we stay down. Get ready. This is gonna be different. We're gonna get the same fix eventually. There you go. Why we stay down? Get ready. Floor feels familiar. Let that sink in. The floor. It was never intended for the floor to be your home. There it is. So, here's the challenge. What lie has had the most over you? Is it I'm not good enough? Is it I have no talent? Is it I'm too broken for God to use? Is it because it's too shattered for God to put it back together? Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against you or your family is going to prosper. Romans 8:1 says, there's therefore no condemnation to him that's in Christ Jesus. So, practical step number one. How are you going to get through this lie that's got the power of you? Number one, name the lie out loud. The biggest one I hear all the time is I'm too broken to be you. The second one is I'm not good. Wow. The first step is name the lie. Number two, speak the scripture that contradicts it. And number three, ask a trusted friend to stand with you as you rise on that scripture. And you pull together and keep that scripture in the front of your mind. Look, Micah, there you go. Micah was not on the mountaintop. He was in the valley, like most of us. God is not waiting for your circumstances to improve. He speaks through the broken, through the bent, and through those that are barely standing. Micah was preaching in a season of national calamity. Israel was fractured, the leaders were corrupt, mortality was decaying, hope was thin. The people were even burning their infants as a sacrifice to other gods. Molech was a brass image. And they were good, powerful on the inside. They had arms to take their babies. They put their babies right in his arms and burn their life. As a sacrifice to a foreign god. One of the states, I think it's Maine now, says the baby could be aborted all the way up to the day of the birth. So morality was decaying. The people were discouraged, they were disillusioned, and they were drifting from God because they saw all this stuff going on. So Micah's not speaking from a mountaintop, he's speaking from a valley. He's not preaching from victory, he's preaching from vulnerability. Here's the situation. Right in the middle of, watch this now. The enemy expected surrender. But Micah chose not surrender, but he prayed and gave a declaration. The enemy expected defeat. He gave holy defiance. He looked the enemy right in the face. He did not speak to the people first. He looked right at the enemy. And he says, enemy, do not celebrate my fall yet. Some of y'all in here, the enemy's dancing around you and said, I got him, I got him, I got him. And it's time for you to stand up and say, enemy, enemy, do not count me out yet. Because when I fall, I shall arise. Yeah. You see, the enemy misread the situation. Amen. Amen. What are you choosing right now? Silence or declaration? So here it is. The enemy saw the fall. God saw the future rise. That's important. Whatever you're having a problem with, are you watching through the enemy's eyes to see the fall? Ephesians 2 and 10 says, you are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ for good work. You see, the enemy saw the fall. God saw the future. The enemy saw defeat. God saw a declaration being born. The enemy celebrated this soon. He threw a party before the victory was ever written. But God's already signed the resurrection notice. Amen? He signed it. I will arise. I will arise, say it. I will arise. One more time. I will arise. Amen? Here's the challenge. I love this. Stop replaying what the enemy said. Here we go. We're going to get it. Praise God. I know it's aggravating for y'all. It's very aggravating for me because I want you to see all of it. Ready? Here it goes. Try it again. Stop replaying what the enemy said. Stop right there. I'm going to say it. I'm not going to let the enemy feel this. Stop replaying what the enemy said and start declaring what God said about your future. Amen? Quit repeating in your head, I'm a loser. I'm too broken. This stuff is messed up too bad. And start saying, God said, there's no weapon formed against me that's going to prosper. Every tongue that shall rise up against me in judgment, I shall condemn. For this is my heritage. I belong to the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, and the Prince of Princes. Amen. I shall arise. I'm almost through. All right. fear of me is to collapse, to drop, to lose all your strength, to be cast down. God never promised a life without problems. Amen? I promise you, God was not sorry when you failed. God was already at the bottom to catch you, waiting to lift you up. Okay. So God never promised a life without falling. The Spirit was not shot. He was already at the bottom, waiting to lift you up. Amen? So, watch this now. Here's some people that failed. If you follow today, you're in good company. Get ready. Number one, David. He fell into sin. But he rose. A man after God's own heart. Peter. He fell with a curse on his lips. But he rose and preached the sermon and burnt the church. Elijah fell begging God to let him die, but he rose to anoint king and train a generation of prophets. Samson fell through lust and compromise, but rose in his final breath to destroy more of the enemy than he did in his entire life. The prodigal fell face first in a pig pen, but he rose to find his father already running down the road to meet him. Amen. Look, every last one of them had fallen. They had this powerful moment when the Spirit overrode their failure and ignited their future. Some of you in here right now, God is overriding your failure, and He's reigniting that future. He's reigniting that dream. He's reigniting that hope. God is in this place today, and He's doing something special, and we'll just trust Him. Amen? Your name belongs on this list. Amen? So stop disqualifying yourself. Falling does not disqualify you. It does not define you. It does not destroy you. Falling is human. Rising is holy. Amen? So, your fall does not define you. Listen carefully. Ready? The church has wounded more people by condemning the fallen than the world. I've been hurt worse than church. I walk in there and I'll go sit down with somebody who comes with me. And they say, I can't even talk to you. I can't talk to you, Jim. I can't even talk to you. I said, why? They said, because they just didn't tell me how bad I am. And I said, how you know I'm going to tell you how bad you are? They said, because my mama told me, I never met. My daddy told me, I should have hit the road. He said, they're all God's people. And they all must be right. So I'm just going to leave alone. No. It's no such today. Here's the challenge. Write the label. Write that label and then cross it out and write to get restored, feel called, feel chosen. Amen? I shall arise. I'm going to rise, be sustained, be lifted, to rise in the strength. Romans 8:11, the Spirit has raised Jesus from the dead, lives inside of you. Your rise is not just possible, it is supernatural. Amen? Get ready. Get ready to hit some hard stuff. Now I'm getting ready to close out the camera. Don't care what does this stuff. Your eyes is lifted, established. Your eyes is strength. Your eyes is power. Your eyes is this is not self-help. This is resurrection. Same language that God used whenever He restored the prophet. It's powered by the same Spirit that rolled away the stone on Easter morning. The Spirit that raised you from the dead lives inside of you. The rise is not just possible, y'all come in here, we see you walking, see you smiling, you think everything's fine, everything's any better, I don't know what I'm going to do. But inside, you're waiting on the Lord. I pray to God right now. There's a little bit of power. Stirring inside. He's got some stirring. Until you can believe you can get back up. Amen? So, grace is not self-powered, it's God-powered. Grace forgives you, it wipes your record completely clean. Grace repositions you. It places you back inside the story God wrote for your life. Grace resurrects you. It raises that what shame had buried and thought it was permanently dead. I love this part. It does not just lift you back to where you were. It doesn't just lift you back to where you were. Or it's not going to lift you back to where you are. It's not going to lift you back. It lifts you to where God has always in. Lift you back from where you were. But it lifts you where God is always with you. One of my favorite stories I use in sentences all the time. He's Jonah. Jonah was going to go to Nineveh. He said, I ain't going there for 2 weeks. He went to Tarshish the other way. He went 2,000 miles out of the way, which is 700 miles to Nineveh. In the boat, you know the story, there's a storm. He tells everybody to throw him over because he is aggravated. God just come over. The storm quits. And the Bible says that he grounded. The Bible said the shark came. The Bible said he just blew up like a balloon, floated down the river until he died. Bible said that God prepared a great fish. And that great fish went and swallowed him up. Very powerful. The great fish swallowed him up. And for 3 days and three nights, he was in the belly of that whale. It said he was in the belly of the whale. But he decided after 3 days he had had enough. And he said, God, I'll do what you sent me to do. And God said, okay, and he gave that fish holy heartburn. And when that fish spit him up, you know where he spit him up at? Right through the gorge where he was fishing. Come on now. Right to the door. God knows what he's doing. He knows where he's coming from. We got to trust him. Amen. The truth is, when the Holy Ghost lifts you, he releases the version of you. Oh, here it comes. When the Holy Ghost lifts you, he releases the version of you that the enemy has always feared. Amen? This guy right now, I work with him all the time. Another guy that was with him turned on him. He didn't get it back. And when he got out, instead of being mad, angry, bitter, he said, I'm going to do something special for God. Now, thousands of people not only come to God, but God is still there. He was walking out the closet. And this guy got called to go preach at the preacher who threw him in. Go preach in that church. You know what he did? He got through. See, what happened was, when God cleaned this man up, he released in him what the enemy was afraid of, because now you cannot shut him up. Every day to his life, he's telling somebody and helping somebody break the addictions of drugs, alcohol, standing strong, finding places to work. See, stop dragging, listen carefully. Stop dragging yourself back to the floor. The grace is already there. Now, look. One, confess it. Number two, receive it. Number three, walk in it today. Here's the time of my new one. Come on up. Listen, get ready. If James has done all the talking, come. If you're feeling silent, come. No one is judging. Heaven is waiting. You don't have to clean yourself up. Come. Let grace do the work. Everybody stand up. Lord, always All right. Wait for everybody to get up here. Come on. Let's all say this. Ready? Here it comes. Ready? Let's say this out loud. Say it out loud. Ready? My fall is real, but it's not final. Say it again. My fall is real, but it's not final. Say, I'm not staying down on this floor. Right. Grace has already lifted me. Grace has already reached me here. Praise God. There you go. In Jesus' name, I receive the lifting. Now, I want you to say it again. Go up that whole line and say it again. Already, my fall is real, but it's not final. I'm not staying down on this floor. Grace has already reached me here. In Jesus' name, I receive the lifting. Give the Lord a hand clap. We ain't through yet, but give him a hand clap. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Let it rip again, bro. Ready? Listen, grace has already reached the floor. Ready? I did not fall out of God's hand. I fell into His mercy. James, stay down. The same said, stay down. Grace said, stand up. What again? James said, stay down. Grace said, stand up. My record is clean. My story is not finished. Hold on to that. And look, in part two, we're going to talk about rising. Amen. But give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to anoint y'all. God's got something special. Every last one of you. Today is a day of supernatural rising, supernatural power, supernatural anointing, supernatural. God is doing something so special in our lives. James said, stay down. God said, get up. James says you don't stand a chance. God says you're right where I want you, where I can use you. Don't give up right now. God's got you. 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 It's not going to, listen, shame is not going to get you. You are good enough. You are good enough. You are good enough. Say it. I am good enough with God. I am good enough. I am good enough. I am good enough. Praise God. I am. I am. I can stand. I can stand. I got this. I got this. I got this. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. God's got you. God's got you. God's got you. God's got you. Praise the Lamb of God. God's got you. God's got you. Glory. Come on. Somebody start worshiping. Somebody worship. Somebody help me out. Somebody worship some. Let's go ahead and start praising God. Start praising God and thanking Him. And thank Him. And thank Him. God's got this. God's got this. We love you, Lord. We praise your name. Glory! Glory! God's got this. I shall arise. I shall arise. I shall arise. Glory! Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. God's got you. God's got you. Now hold on. I had it up there, but I didn't see it. So I'm going to say it again. Maybe you're here today, and you need to dedicate your life to Christ. Maybe you're here today, and you need to rededicate your life to Christ. Either way, I want everybody's eyes to be closed. I want you to put them hands up. I want everybody to repeat this with me. Lord, I need you to take over my life. I give myself to you because you've already given yourself to me. I ask you, God, to help me to give myself completely to you. I dedicate and I rededicate my life to you in the name of Jesus. I'm walking out of here a free person through the power of the blood of Christ. Go ahead, church. Glory! 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 God's so awesome. I wish I knew the words of that song. I see you got a mic. You remember the words? My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there's no one like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower, refuge, and strength. Let every breath know that I am, and never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord on the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the works of your hands.
Forever I love you, forever I stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Shout to the Lord all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy and the works of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Right.